The program tonight, guys. Appreciate you tuning in. Lord be with you and bless you, encourage you tonight. And well, we're excited and blessed to be here with you again tonight and have some good word for you and hopefully some good deliverance for you too in a little after that. But first, we're going to open up with some news. And today is the 14th of January. Already, we're 2-7 into January already. Yeah, 14 days, 2 times 7 is 14, right? So, praise God. We're blessed to be able to share with you tonight. Let's open up with some news here. New study finds that melatonin significantly reduces COVID-19 mortality rates by 93% in the severely infected COVID patients. Over the past 2 years, melatonin has emerged as a surprise weapon against COVID. It's been shown to play a role in viral, bacterial, and fungal infections, according to Dr. McCullough and the research that's been done. So that's interesting. That's something that people take to go to sleep with, to help them sleep. It's a hormone that has a lot of benefits for people's body, according to my reading on it. Next thing is Todd White reveals a heart condition. You know, the guy with the dreadlocks goes around evangelizing and praying for sick people. That's right. He reveals he has a heart condition that only allows the left half of his heart to pump at 20% capacity. And his doctors say stay in bed for 90 days so his body can recuperate. It's amazing sometimes how those who pray for the sick sometimes have elements in their own body that they haven't been able to get healed of. I tell you, I believe Jesus is the healer, though, and whatever those reasons are that people like that have, you know, Jesus still is the healer, and the Word of God is still true. In Psalms 103, he says he forgiveth all our iniquity, healeth all our diseases. That means all of them. Thank you, Jesus. And I believe in that. I've been healed of many things, and some things I had to walk out for a while, too. But We thank God that he is still the healer, regardless of what our personal experiences may be. The Word of God doesn't have to line up with our personal experiences. That's for sure. The Word of God is true regardless. And I believe that. Supreme Court blocks, and I'm not saying I agree with everything about Todd White. I'm just telling you the news about him. Supreme Court blocks business with 100 employees vax mandate. That's right. You probably heard that already this week. Pro-freedom groups react as the Supreme Court blocks the vax mandate, saying Biden is not a king. Well, no, he's not a king. He's not even a legitimate president, according to what they're saying about election fraud. Americans are absolutely horrified by empty shelves in the grocery stores right now from coast to coast. Many people believe this could never happen in America, but it is, and more to come, too. You ain't seen nothing yet, right? And so that's right. Food industry insiders are warning that supplies will even get tighter in the weeks ahead. So people might want to wake up and prepare themselves for food shortages in the days ahead and other things supposedly going to happen in the days ahead like Steve's convinced there's going to be nuclear war. So we will see on that one. And I'm praying against it because we don't want nuclear war. That's going to kill a lot of people, even though the Bible speaks of a nuclear war eventually. So, but we could pray and put it off in Jesus' name. I believe we have the authority to pray. And so we can't give place to the devil and all these things we hear about and give place to fear about the things coming on the earth, because the Bible says the last days are perilous times. So we know they're going to happen. A lot of things are, but we can pray a lot of things out of, you know, we can't pray the scripture from not happening, but we can pray a lot of events against them and bind and loose and loose the angels of God into action in faith. There's a lot of things that the people of God can do if they will do it. That's the thing, if they will do it. CDC finally admits the COVID PCR test is a sham. That's right. A lot of things that are being done that are happening are a sham. But, you know, they're selling it to a lot of people. A lot of people believe in that stuff. That's amazing, isn't it? It is. But, the CDC admits that the COVID PCR test is a sham. Finally. Well, yeah, but we've known it. But, yeah, they admit it. Worship leader and founder of Let Us Worship, Sean Fuchs, says HarperCollins canceled his book over his political views. Well, then you know where HarperCollins stands. And yeah, reality TV star Gia Alemán dies at 29 years old. That's right, her boyfriend found her at her home following an attempted suicide. That's right, she was still alive, so he took her to the hospital, but she died in the hospital from brain and other injuries already too far gone. In other words, from her attempted suicide, she was gone. And so she didn't live. And so just so young, right, to die at 29 and wasted life and without Jesus. And most likely, I mean, you know, she didn't know the Lord and so young and went into eternity. Big Daddy Weave also died this month and at 42 years old from COVID complications, might have taken the jab, but we know where he went. He was very overweight and had some physical issues. And so he's gone to be with the Lord. 7% of Christians want shorter sermons. Only 7%. 85% says sermon lengths are fine as they are. Well, yeah, a lot of pastors don't preach ever over 30 minutes. Some say 20 minutes is all they want to preach. Really? Anyway, it's amazing. But only 7% of Christians want shorter sermons, and 8% say they want sermons to be longer. Okay, well, yeah, ours are kind of long. You know, we do a two-hour broadcast here. Attorney General Merrick, what's his name? That Attorney General, that liberal Eric Garand or whatever his name is, creates a domestic terrorist unit to go after American citizens as terrorists. Everybody will be a terrorist if they don't agree with the Democrats, the Democrats or whatever you want to call them, Democrats. But anyway, yeah, you're going to make terrorists out of a lot of people that are not terrorists because they don't agree with the liberal politics, right, the liberal agenda. USA Today faces a massive backlash after tweeting out article attempting to normalize pedophilia. That's right, they were defending pedophilia. And they were saying we need to understand pedophilia. And yeah, they're sympathizing with that. And I wonder if some of the people there at USA Today are pedophiles too. I wonder if they'd be defending it like that. So they're getting a lot of backlash over that. And, you know, I'm not in favor of that paper anyway, personally, but, you know, some people like to read it. But I think it's compromised, just like most of the media is today. Yeah, so we're seeing a lot of things happening, but we got good news here for you here in a minute, and God's going to encourage you and bless you tonight, I believe. So we're going to go to prayer. Thanks for tuning in today. We appreciate each one of you, and the Lord bless you and minister to you tonight is my prayer, that he will speak to you. Yeah, so good to see you guys. And we're honored to have you and blessed to have you. And I just pray the blessing of the Lord would be upon you and upon your life, and he'll lead you and guide you this year. But I'll tell you what, we got a lot of decisions to make to fight the good fight of faith this year. So let's make the right decisions by the Spirit of God. Amen? He's going to lead us and guide us. I believe that. So trust in him with all your heart. Quit leaning on your own understanding. Quit trying to figure everything out on your own mind, too. You know, some people just get so into trying to figure everything out. They get all worked up into anxiety, and they're not casting their cares on the Lord. No wonder they're having the problems they're having, right? So we got to cast our cares on Jesus. We got to trust him to lead us and guide us in this time. Amen. God is with us, and he's a mighty, mighty one. And he's a mighty help in time of badness and in battle and all of that. Father, we come to you in Jesus' name. We give you glory tonight. Lord, we give you praise and thanksgiving. We know that you're a holy one and you're a glorious one, and we praise you and worship you and lift you up tonight, Father. Thank you that you will be exalted, Father, and that you continue to be exalted, Lord. We exalt you tonight and praise your holy name, Father. In Jesus' name, we are just coming to you, thanking you for every good and perfect gift that comes down from above, thanking you that the devil will not triumph over us, thanking you, Lord, that we have great grace on our lives today, and goodness and mercy has followed us all the days of our lives, Father, and we dwell in the house of the Lord right now. And forever, we praise you for that. Praise you, Lord, for your mighty works in our lives. We thank you that you didn't give us a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. And Lord, we live out of those three, not out of the fear. We're living out of the power, out of the love, out of that sound mind that we have the mind of Christ, Father. And we thank you for that mind. It's powerful. It's glorious. And if we'll learn and tune into it, we will live a better life, Father. So, Lord, just teach us to live from that mind of Christ rather than the old carnal mind, the old fleshly mind, Father, that we live out of your mind, the mind of Christ. Father, we thank you for that in Jesus' name. We rebuke sickness, diseases, infirmities right now in people's bodies and say, no, devil, there's several people that I've heard from this week that have COVID right now. We rebuke COVID in their body, Father, and thank you for healing them. Thank you that they're getting better. In the name of Jesus and getting totally over it. And we thank you, Lord, that they will live and not die, Father. And we give you praise for that. We give you praise for health and healing in our body. We rebuke the spirit of infirmity, spirit of sickness, spirit of disease, spirit of a lying symptom. The devil will many times just use symptoms to get you in fear, to get you to try to get you to take something that you don't even have. And so, Lord, we just rebuke the symptoms that come as a lie to try to tempt us to receive something that we don't need and that we don't want and we're not going to have in Jesus' name. So we rebuke lying symptoms as a temptation that come as a temptation to many. And all of us, really, we get tempted to receive something just by a lying symptom that's not even, you know, I got tempted. The devil tried to slit the sore throat. I said, no, I'm not receiving it in Jesus' name, and it's gone. It didn't even last 24 hours. It's gone. And so I just didn't receive it. I was around some sick people last weekend, and I was not going to receive it, didn't receive it, and it's gone. It was, you know, just a temptation to be sick. And, Father, I thank you that I'm not sick in Jesus' name. I'm healed. And I thank you that the listeners are not sick in Jesus' name, but they're healed. We're the healed, not the sick, Father. And we thank you for that according to your word, Father. Now we ask you, Lord, to bless the time of the word tonight. Bless the time that we release deliverance by the power of the Spirit tonight, in Jesus' name. Pray people get delivered. We thank you, Lord, for everything you're doing in our life, Father. Thank you for showing us any preparation we need to make in our lives, spiritually and physically, mentally, emotionally, Father. Just show us any preparation that needs to be done, Father, as we go into these perilous times of these latter days in the earth. But we can also see glorious times. I believe that. I believe you showed me that. And I thank you for that, Lord. I thank you for the glorious time. I thank you for the moving of your Spirit. I thank you for drawing near as we draw near to you, Father. And we'll see more and more of your power at work in our lives, Father. We believe that. Thank you for that tonight, Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord, bless every listener. Minister to them. Encourage them. Strengthen them in their walk with you, Lord. Make them hungry. Hungry for you, Lord, if they want to be. I pray you make them hungry, Father, and encourage them and strengthen their walk and let them be powerful in Jesus, Father, with signs and wonders and deliverances taking place in their lives, Father, and they pray for others and they have results, Father. We thank you for that as well, Father. We thank you for using us in these latter days, Father, for your glory, Father, that your hand is upon us, Father, to minister to those who don't know you and those who do know you but just don't know about your power, just don't know about the glory and the things and how powerful you really are, Father. We thank you for all the miracles that you've done, the signs, the wonders, and the ones that you're going to do too, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for the ministry of the Holy Spirit, for the prayer language that we could pray in tongues anytime we want, Father. Those of us who are baptized in the Holy Spirit, Father, we thank you that we could take communion and partake of you, eat your body, drink your blood, Father, that spiritually and partake of you that way and be empowered that way. We thank you for that. And, Lord, I thank you. We just need to do communion again soon on the air, Father. Thank you just showing me when to do that, Father. And we praise you for all these things in the name of Jesus. Everybody say amen. 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 And, are you ready? We'll get into this. Are you snared and miserable? That's the title tonight. How many of you are facing things in your life and other people's life, you've seen things there, maybe your family, that there is just no way you can change them, or you can fix them, or you could correct them, or you could heal them. I mean, facing things like that. Yeah, probably every one of us in some way, right? There's just no way we in the natural can do this stuff. And yet the good news is, yes, God can. Jesus can. Jesus can fix you. Whatever looks too big is not too big for God. God can, and he will if we'll believe him, if we'll trust in him with all of our heart and quit depending on our own ability, our own understanding, not that we can't do things to help ourselves. I mean, we could eat right. We could, you know, take proper supplements for our bodies and do some things. But ultimately, you know, God's the one that keeps us healthy, right? God's the one that we have to depend on. Because you do all those things. I remember looking at a house one time and the people had died, and I went in there and they had all these supplements and all, but they didn't have any evidence of being a Christian, see? And so they had all these vitamin supplements in there, but, you know, I didn't see any evidence that they'd been Christian, see, because they hadn't got the stuff out of the house. It was all in there. And we looked at that home, that was a number of years ago, and saw all this, and yet they had died. And I know they were quite old, but still, maybe that they had their life prolonged a long time, but still, without Jesus, we're not going to make it, folks, in these days. We got to have Jesus, folks. And so God could do all things in our lives, and not just can he, but we got to believe that he will. And something bothers me, though. You know, many people claim to be Christians. They claim to love Jesus, but they're not in love with him. Well, how would you act if you were in love with somebody? But hey, they'd always be on your mind, night and day, day and night. I mean, and you would seek after the one you loved, always wanting to be with them and to please him or her. Like that old worldly song, "You were always on my mind." Well, see, Jesus is always on my mind. See, he is always on my mind. You know, I'm thinking about Jesus. I'm thinking about the Lord all day long. And that's because I love him with all my heart. I mean, I'm in love with him, and I love him. And he loves me, and he tells me that. I mean, sometimes I just say, "I love you, Lord." And he says, "I love you, John." He just tells me that, see? And I believe he'll tell you that, too. If you tell him you love him, I believe he'll tell you he loves you, too. I don't see why he wouldn't. But that's one way that he speaks to me. But anyway, do we only make time for Jesus when we need something? That's the way a lot of Christians are today. When you need something from him, then you make a little time for him. Or when you get in trouble, or when it's convenient and our time with our time schedule, right? Or is he always on your mind? I want to tell you something today. You may not always feel like it, but nevertheless, it's still true. You're always on God's mind, and he's just wild about you. That's the truth, folks. I mean, he just loves you with an everlasting, unfailing love, and that is the truth. And he wants to, you know, it's the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. See, his promises are yes and amen, the Bible says, right? I mean, we got to know these things about Jesus. We got to believe these things about Jesus if we're going to walk in this day, this hour, with any kind of victory at all. We're going to have to know these things. Isaiah 49:14. But Zion said, Zion speaks of the church, "The Lord has forsaken me, and my Lord has forgotten me." You ever felt this way? Oh, where's the Lord? I feel like he's forsaken me. I feel like he's forgotten about me. Where is Jesus in this matter I'm going through? But here's God's response to this statement. Look at verse 15 and 16. "Can a woman forget her sucking child that she should not have compassion on the son of her womb?" Yea, they might forget. Yeah, there are women that do, and there are women that took their child to Epstein Island, right, and let them be abused and sexually molested over and over and over. But Jesus is not like that mother. He said, "Yet I will." They might forget, but he said, "Yet will I not forget. Behold, I have graven thee upon the palms of my hand. Thy walls are continually before me." See, that's the way of the Lord. He's not like man. He's not like that mother that would take their child to Epstein Island to be used and abused. No, this is the one that never forgets about you, see? And this is hard to accept and really believe, but, you know, I believe too many Christians are trying to perform, to please, or to be perfect for God, and they're frustrated because they can't seem to be good enough, right? Well, listen, he made you accepted in the Beloved. It's not you making yourself good enough, see? See, the pressure to perform or to be a, quote, good Christian going to steal your joy, folks. If you're trying to perform and try to make yourself that way, you won't have time for anything, for any joy. I mean, you won't have time to just rest in God and enjoy his presence and enjoy his life, see? I mean, here's a phrase that God gave me about his people. Most Christians are not too happy because they look at their imperfections more than they look at his perfection. Again, most Christians are not too happy because they look at their imperfections more than they look at his perfection. Well, his perfection is he's made me accepted in the Beloved. He's made me the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I mean, that's his part of his perfection. And they're too busy trying to serve God perfectly that they don't enjoy God. They don't enjoy his presence. The demons got them all sidetracked in their own performance and earning their own way and stuff like that. And that's just a dead-end street, I'm telling you. Okay? We get up in the morning, we say, "Lord, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this and that for you today." And by 10 o'clock or 10 a.m. or before, you know, we failed at all of them. Right? I mean, listen, there are two covenants were described in the Bible. What are they? One is the covenant of works, trying to achieve perfection ourselves by keeping the Ten Commandments and keeping the law. The other is the covenant of grace or a covenant of promise, where God says, "All I'm asking you to do is believe in me and what I've done for you and what I will do for you." So these are just two covenants, works and faith. Only two, the works and grace. Yeah, that's it. This is true in everyone, every area of your life. You'll either learn to live and do by faith or by works. And listen, Paul says you go back under the law, you're falling from grace. You stand in danger of falling out of grace, right? So whenever we do it by faith, taking God at his word, we're blessed, folks. We are blessed because we're walking the way he called us to walk. And whenever we attempt to work for it and earn it, we're cursed. That's what it says in the Bible even, you know, Galatians 3, 9, and 10. I'll go read it to you real quick here so you know that I'm certainly not making it up. So then they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. For as many as of the works of law are under the curse. For it is written, cursed is everyone that continues not in all the things which are written in the book of the law to do them. See, I'm not going to live under the law. I'm going to live in grace and faith. See, because living under the law, I'd be living under curse and works. You know, in the past, before I got this, I can't count the times in the past that I felt so bad about things where I failed in. I didn't live up to his perfection, I thought. But now I know I'm already perfect and complete in Christ Jesus. He's not looking at my imperfections. He's looking at the grace of what it's done. You know, he's just continually making intercession for us, right? So I rest. I have peace. And Christianity is a joy, not a chore. And if your Christianity is a chore to you, then you're not just fully living in grace. Somehow you're living still in a performance-based type of Christianity and earn your way, do good works, and try to be a better Christian. When, listen, you try as hard as you can. You can't make very much improvement, okay? It's got to be the Spirit of God working in you. And the demons will come and condemn you anyway when you start living that way anyway. Many Christians are just all worn out, dragging around, trying to, in their own flesh, to do good work, to be a good Christian, quote, good Christian, right? But they can't, though. And see, demons have them believing a lie, see? They have them believing a lie about themselves. It just doesn't work. And see, the fact is, if any of us could live a perfect life then on our own ability, then we wouldn't even need Jesus, would we? But do you need Jesus? I need Jesus, okay? I'll be the first to admit, I need Jesus all the time. I need the Holy Spirit working in me, and he changes me from glory to glory. See, it's by the work, by the Spirit in me. Thank you, Jesus, the Spirit in you. So when you start living this way, get out from under that law, keeping and earning your way, see. See, there's a gap between us and God the Father because of our sin, but Jesus bridged the gap, right? That's right. It says Hebrews 7:25, he is ever making intercession for us before the Father. That's glory, man. I mean, because meaning he's pleading with the Father on our behalf and saying, look, what I did for them. I shed my blood on the cross. I paid the ultimate price for them. And you think the Father's going to deny his son? Or the equal is equal, really, because, you know, they're all equal. Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit are all three God. And you think the Father's ever going to deny Jesus? No, he's not. Never. So will he deny those who believe and trust in the Son, Jesus? Never. See? Because, I just say it. Jesus is interceding for me right now. Just say it right out loud. You know, that feels good, right? To know Jesus is interceding for me right now. I'm accepted in the blood. You could say that too. I'm accepted in the blood. I'm in right standing with Jesus because I'm accepted in the beloved. His blood of Jesus cleanses me from all my sin. And it doesn't mean you just go out and do whatever sin you want and think once saved, always saved. And that's not what I'm saying here. I'm talking about people who love the Lord and want to walk it, but they're just living, you know, a frustrated Christian life, see? Because they're doing performance and all this other religious stuff that doesn't work, and the demons are beating them up, okay? Demons are beating them up. So I'm complete in him, not in me. I'm complete in him. I mean, Jesus chose a hated tax collector, Matthew, right? People hated those characters. I mean, they were the worst of the worst to many, many Jews. They're working for the Romans. They're tax collectors. And yet Jesus said, hey, Matthew, you know, come follow me. I need you. And he said, me? You know, right? Jesus didn't say, hey, come here, fill out this application, give me a copy of your resume, man, I'll consider your qualification. If you're good enough, you can come follow me. No, he didn't say that. See? He didn't say that at all. He just said, come follow me, Matthew. See? Yeah, and he said the same thing to you. And I know that some Christians, you know, they just look at the way that their family members looked at them. And they think, you know, the family members think they're still the low life they were before they got saved, or they think that all this stuff, they see them as they were when they were a teenager running around doing this and doing that, or their inadequacies and faults and all the stuff wrong with them that they had in the past. They don't see them as a new creation. See? But, you know, the Lord sees us as a new creation. We need to see ourselves the same way. We need to begin to relate to ourselves that way if we're not doing it already. Not relate to yourself the way the demons talk to you. Because if you start relating to yourself according to the demon, what's going to happen? You're going to fall into their trap. You're going to pick them up, right? If you haven't already picked them up, they're not already there. You're going to pick up some unwanted hitchhikers, and they're going to hang around. They're going to make their home and call you their house. And you're going to have some problems because you got to get rid of them. If you don't, they're going to just continue to live with you until you go be with Jesus, right? Oh, yeah. And Jesus is still saying today, come follow me and I'll make you fishers of men. And the emphasis, folks, is on the I'll make you, right? We can't make ourselves fishers of men. He's going to make you fishers of men. He's going to make you into what he wants you to be when you yield yourself to him. So when are we going to give up trying to make ourselves something and let Jesus make you something, right? Is it time to give that up, trying to make yourself something? And let Jesus make you something. Jesus make me into something. Jesus make me a fisherman. Jesus make me into the image and glory of God and to be like you, Lord, and not like the old carnal person that I used to be, see? Yeah. Just let Jesus do it. Come on, folks. You need to just realize how much peace and joy that you've missed out on by not letting Jesus worry about what you worry about. And change what you can't change. He said to cast all your cares on me. Stop carrying these cares around and frustrated, so frustrated and worried about things, living in anxiety about things. That's right. A lot of people living in anxiety in these days, killing themselves like that young movie star, reality TV star, 29 years old, just killed herself, right? Yeah, and there's high suicide rates, there's high murder rates right now because people are just frustrated and anxiety and in fear. Hey, if you cast these things on the Lord, you won't carry them. He will. He'll take care of it, and he'll change what you can't change. See? God chooses the weak and the foolish to confound the wise of this world, right? Those people think they're so smart. He'll use, you know, someone like me and you, right, the weak and the foolish that are born again and full of Jesus to confound the wise. They won't be able to figure it out. They'll be confounded, right? The devil gets confounded, too, when we walk spiritually. You know that those demons, they can't handle it. They don't understand the things of God. They're in darkness. They don't live in the light anymore, so they've lost that ability to fully understand the things of the Spirit, the things of God. I mean, the Bible says even the angels desire to look into some of the things we're getting, right? So, yeah, the demons, they really can't get it. So he chooses the weak and the foolish. That's right. And when he changes us, people say, wow, that God, I think I need some of that, right? Some people will say that. Some people will hate you. We're going to be persecuted, right? You know, there are going to be people that, you know, they just don't want to have it. The demons in them. This is taking over their lives, and they've given place to the devil so much that they're going to reject the gospel. There's going to be that people that reject the gospel no matter what, because they're just going to hell. That's just their determination of their life. They've decided they're not going to serve God. Yeah. And so, yeah, if he picked people who were all suave and debonair and perfect, then who would get the glory? Well, that John Kyle, he's pretty great. No, I was a mess, and God picked me up, man. He changed me. He picked me up. I was the weak and the foolish, the mess, right? And God changed me. He did the same for you. I mean, do I still have imperfection? Well, does a fish swim? Yeah, we're all a work in progress. We're all still getting delivered. Deliverance is progressive until Jesus comes. We'll all be getting some deliverance, right? Because it's just a progressive work of God. it's the children's bread, meaning that it's a, you know, we got to eat bread, right? That deliverance is the children's bread, so we're going to eat bread. So yeah, we all have some imperfections, but you know, I put my faith and trust in the one who is perfect, and in him I am complete, made perfect. And you too. You too. I'm not just talking about me. I'm talking about you in Christ Jesus. See, Christian maturity is not doing everything perfect and right and never ever making any mistake. No, no. It's just really knowing Jesus, trusting him, and the power of his resurrection. Amen. And walking by faith and grace in the grace of God. See, every day it's Jesus. No, I can't do this broadcast. Jesus does it through me. I'm just a willing servant, a willing son to do this. Romans 8:10 says, and if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal body by his spirit. Or it says, because of his spirit, what that's saying too, that dwelleth in you. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh to live after the flesh. For if you live after the flesh, you shall die. But if you through the spirit, see, through the spirit, you mortify, you kill the deeds of the body, you shall live. That's the real key there, see. It's by the spirit. Excuse me. Swallowed it all. I need some water here. I swallowed the wrong way. I rebuke that. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, verse 14. Reading on, for as many as are led by the Spirit, they are the sons of God. So through the Spirit, we mortify, you know, the deeds of the body. Through the Spirit, we stop doing all those things you don't want to do. And, you know, because of the sin, that those demons that are still attached to your body. Through the Spirit of God, we get delivered. Through the Spirit of God, we mortify. We put those things out of the way, see, and we're changed. So notice, the Spirit is our life. And through the Spirit, not through our own efforts. It doesn't say anything about your own effort. But through the Spirit, the deeds and the failures of your flesh are defeated and changed and put to death. Right? Paul says, I die daily, right? To the mature Christian. But he's doing it by the Spirit. He's not doing it on his own ability. If you think that, I think that you missed something here, because the Bible clearly tells us it's done by the Spirit. Amen. So, the mature Christian knows how to live under the blood instead of under condemnation, too. Romans 8:1 said, there's therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walked not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Right? So we know how, if we mature in Christ, not to live under that condemnation, because we know where it's coming from. We're coming from devils, and we know it's a lie. But see, how often do you buy into the lie? See, throughout your day-by-day life, how many times have you bought into a lie lately? You think it over. You know, we all probably buy into a lie every week, sometimes every day. Some people are buying into multiple lies, some Christians. Right? You've got that discernment of spirit to recognize the enemy and recognize the lies when they come, because the whole world lies in wickedness, right? They lie in wickedness. They lie to you out of their wickedness as well as they lie in wickedness as well. See? Okay, so 1 John 1:7. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, what? Cleanses us. That's the action that is a continual happening. The blood, right, of Jesus Christ cleanses us continually from all sin. That's what it's saying. Amen. As we walk in the light, you start walking in the darkness, that may not be the case, but as long as you walk in the light, this is the case. Amen. Yeah, see, a mature saint of God, he knows, or she knows, even if she does her best or his best, he will still make mistakes. So what does he do? Trust God to do the work in him and through him as he seeks God with all their heart. See, that's how I live the Christian life, man. I'll just give it to you tonight. Some Christians are just living it wrong, see? And God said live it out of grace, not out of the old covenant. Works, righteousness is not good enough because no one can ever do it and be good enough. See, but the devil is always there to condemn you, right? Even over the smallest matter. Or he'll plant a thought of fear in you, and he can control you that way. See, he knows how to get your goat, right? He knows how to get your goat string, as someone said recently. That's right. And he knows how to do that because he's got a lot of experience with you. He's watched you since the day you were conceived in your mother's womb. And he made sure those generational curses went on to you and your mother's womb. And so he knows where to get to you. And he knows that if anxiety works on you, that's where he's going to get you. If fear works on you, that's where he's going to attack you. If lust works on you, that's where he's going to attack you. If greed works on you, and I am absolutely amazed at greed. I have watched recently some greed in action, and I've just, you know, it's amazing how greedy people could be when it comes to mammon. And how they can get under the control of that spirit so easily, and their lust for mammon, really, the money of this world, the things of this world. And so it's sad to say, but, you know, there are people who are going to sell out God for money. And there are people who have throughout history who sold out for money. And there are people right now selling out for money. That's tragic. I mean, you know, what is it that people are so loving mammon? Yeah. Well, I know we have to have money to live on, but see, I don't live under mammon. I live in God's economy because I'm a tither, see? And that sets me over into God's economy. And what is God's economy is my God shall supply all my need according to his riches and glory and through Christ Jesus, right? So, and he said that, you know, bring your tithes into the storehouse and prove me now herewith that see whether I'll open up the windows of heaven, pour you out a blessing that they're not room enough to receive it. See, and I'll rebuke the devourer. That's one place Jesus said he would rebuke the devil for the tithers, right? And so, yeah, normally we rebuke the devil. That's our job. Resist the devil, rebuke the devil, he'll flee from us. But for tithers, even God rebukes the devil for you in some cases, right? That's what he said in Malachi. Read it yourself. So, yeah, I'm living in God's economy. And you know, thank God he provides. And he will provide. I don't have to worry about money, lust after money, and have all those cares about money because my care is, and trust is in him, and he has provided all these years. Pastor, 38 years. Or, yeah, 38 years since 1983. And he has provided it. Yeah, there's the early days and there are times even where it's lean and we have to just believe God. That, and he always comes through. He's always faithful. He always makes sure that we have food to eat and a roof over our head. That's God. He's faithful. He'll do the same for you. Just believe him. Trust him and see, I can't afford to tithe. Well, then I can't afford not to. I would not steal God's money. I'm telling you, that's the way I feel about it. That's me personally. I'm not asking for anybody to give offerings of money or anything right now. I'm just teaching you about it because it'll provide abundantly and take you out of the devil's economy, mammon's economy, and put you in God's economy. See, and you'll be in a whole better condition than you were living under mammon in that economy of this world system, I'll tell you. Anyway, I made a decision. I'm not going to live under guilt and condemnation. I'm not going to live my whole life looking for what's wrong with me. See, children need correction, but they don't need rejection. And condemnation is not correction. It's rejection. See, and God will not reject his children. He will correct his children. But he is loving us as he does it, and his correction proves his love. See? See, I've been corrected by God, and I know he loves me, and I know that he's not trying to hurt me. See, the word of God is profitable for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. He corrects me with his word. And right now, the word is doing some correction in some people that are listening live, too. See, And it's God's loving correction, see, to keep you on the right course, his course. Amen. The Lord has a course and the devil has a course. And of course, the flesh has a course, which is going to be the devil's course. So if you're in the flesh's course, you're probably following the devil's course. But let's get on God's course. Let's go his path, the pathway of the just. See, when Christians receive condemnation, what happens? Well, they condemn others because, you know, receiving condemnation can be receiving a demon as well, see? Because when you receive condemnation, well, who's behind that condemnation? What are you doing? You're receiving a demon because you received that condemnation. You've got an open door now and the spirit to come on in, see? Unless you say, Lord, you know, the blood of Jesus against this condemnation, then the blood cleanses you and you don't give it any place, see, and it's gone. But you become a perfectionist, too, when you get under condemnation. You become a fault finder, and you become critical of others and critical of this guy, critical of that gal. And you become a guilt sender yourself, see. Hey, it ruins marriages and other relationships. You know, having this kind of perfectionist, trying to put this performance on your husband or your wife, you know, and your children. And yeah, always looking for fault in your mate, right? That's not going to work, man, I'm telling you. Yeah, and you put guilt on them, controlled by guilt, you're controlled by condemnation, you're controlled by performance, and people use a word in the wrong way to beat people up with it. And, really? We should never put anything on anyone that Jesus would not put on them, right? Hey, God is looking for those with perfect hearts, not perfect performance. How many know that there's not perfect performance out of any of us, right? Because we still live in the body and we still have the sin that we do sometimes that we don't want to do. Paul says, I do what I don't want to do. It's the sin that dwelleth in me. It's the spirits that dwell in me. It's the temptation that he yields to. And so... right. Think about that. We are hearts that have been made perfect, spirits that have been made perfect. Our spirit, our born-again spirit, been made perfect. Jesus lived there. He wouldn't live with imperfection. So we're body, soul, and spirit, right? The demons can't get in your spirit. Jesus lived there. Jesus doesn't live with demons. He's not sharing a household with the demons. So the spirit is clean. The Bible says in 1 John, the spirit cannot sin because the seed of God is there in your spirit, right? So, but that's not true of the body and the soul. Not true of the body of the soul, right? Remember it says that Paul turned them over to Satan for the destruction of their flesh that their spirit may be saved in the day of the Lord Jesus. They were so gone into sin and yeah, and the stuff that they were doing as a Christian, that Paul turned them over for the destruction of their flesh. In one case, they repented, too. You see that in the Bible. They turned away and confessed, and they got right, and they didn't die. But anyway, that's another story. You know, let's continue on. Amen? Yeah. We get a lot more concerned about our weaknesses than he does. Do you think about that? He knows these weaknesses are simply places that he can show himself strong if you'll let him. Amen? Now look at these problems we all face that look impossible. What are you facing right now? God can and God will deliver. He will heal. He will fix. He will prosper. He will save. He will turn things around if we will simply trust and believe him. See, when we rest in his completeness, it's easy to have faith for him to work out the impossible. See, if you're resting in the completeness of him, see, and what he's done on the cross, see, for you, you need to change your mind about works and performance and perfection today and begin to believe and seek your Jesus. And trust and rest in his completeness because we are complete in him. See, starting today, let's live in his completeness because the Bible said we are complete in him. See, his plan for you is good. It is not condemnatory. See, would you make up your mind today not to live under condemnation anymore, please? Really, the Lord would have that you cannot live that way because it's not good for you. It's not healthy for you. It's not the way he called you to live. That's for sure. There's therefore now no condemnation. See, he doesn't want you living in something that he told you there's got to be any condemnation. Okay? And yet we live in a day when Christians are confused. They're fearful. They're snared. They're shaken. They're distressed. Snared is trapped, right? The devil has a lot of Christians trapped today. Maybe you're in a trap of the devil yourself right now. See, the Bible said there is a time when people will call evil good and good evil, and we certainly see that today, man, with the Democrat Party. They're definitely doing that. And people that are full of those devils up there. See? So what shakes or confuses people today in the church, in the church of the Lord? What shakes them up? What confuses them? What troubles and disturbs God's people? Why have you been disturbed and troubled? Ultimately, the devil, yeah, of course, but let's look at what the word says. It you know, will shake a person. Let's go to 2 Thessalonians, because this will tell you. The word tells you what shakes people up. And I'm telling you, it's been happening to a lot of Christians, and they're just giving place to this. 2 Thessalonians 2:2, it said that you be not soon shaken in mind. See, the devil's getting a hold of their mind and shaking them up through fears and all these different things. But look, it tells you that you not be soon shaken in mind or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, as that the day of the Lord Christ is at hand. But notice three things that trouble people and shake them up. The spirits, evil spirits, the words of people, or the words in your own mind, nor by letter, you know, something that's coming across as the word of God or spiritual, but it's not religious spirits. In other words, they have a great impact on Christians. So spirits, words, and teaching. So let's define shaken first. That's the Greek word phileo, and it means to waver, to be disturbed, to be rocked, to be toppled, to be incited, to move and to be moved. And folks, the Bible said we're not to be moved. And how many know the Bible said in the last days, a lot of Christians are going to be moved. They're going to be moved off their steadfastness in Christ. They're going to be moved off the gospel. We cannot be moved, rocked, toppled, incited to being toppled and rocked and disturbed and wavering. We need, you know, it also means to stir up like doubt. You know, stir up doubt, to agitate. Are Christians agitated today? Are you agitated today? I think a lot of Christians are agitated today. I've cast out a lot of anxiety lately. Lots of them. Okay? Fear, stress, worry, troubled. People are troubled today. People are stressed. And I'm talking about in the church right now. I'm not talking about the world. They're definitely that way. But I'm talking about Christians. All the things going on. Christians getting vaccinated, getting jabbed, and some of them dying. That's right. How many of these Christians who are dying? Maybe Big Daddy Weed was jabbed. I don't know. And this granddaughter of Billy Graham, I think she was jabbed, and then she had two heart attacks, and she's recovering. But still, all these people, they're Christians, but they don't get it, and they're promoting the jab. They're promoting the fear agenda of the world system. Man, what's wrong here? Where is the discernment of Christians today? I got to say, what is happening here, man? Why don't you see? Why don't you do your due diligence and find out these things instead of just blindly following the beast system? How do you know the whole world lies in wickedness? Are you going to follow what they tell you to do without checking it out? Really? You're going to follow what a devil tells you to do? I'm sorry. I gotta check things out a little more than that. I'm not just gonna blindly follow whatever somebody says that's okay and good for you to do, especially when they're trying to force it on the whole world. They have an agenda. The devil has an agenda, and if you don't see through his agenda, then somebody's, you know, out to lunch in the church. They are not paying attention. Oh, well, it's nothing to do with the beast system because we'll be raptured out of here before any of that ever happens. Right. That's what pastors have told. I've heard that pastor say that on the radio. That's ridiculous. They're not doing their due diligence. They're leading them blindly down some false doctrine. that is not scriptural, but of that rapture doctrine, that pre-trib rapture doctrine. But anyway, back to this. I know I've cast out a lot of anxiety spirits, a lot of worry spirits, a lot of fear going on. See, people are troubled about the thing going on there. Oh, my, look, we see that the shelves are empty in a lot of places now, and they're showing pictures on the Internet of empty shelves. More fear. More fear. Well, how are we going to feed my children? How am I going to feed my family? How am I going to get through this troubled time? Well, how many know that Jesus saw it all coming? And if you're in the kingdom, the righteous or his seed will not be begging bread, right? Somehow the Lord's going to provide for you, going to take care of you. He's not going to leave you empty. Huh? Do you trust him or not? See? We're not to be moved, folks. Listen. So we see here, God has warned us against being shaken by mental agitation and disturbances of poise and becoming off balance or swayed in our mind or senses. And if the enemy can come against you by getting you or bringing agitation and annoyance, a disturbance, a mental disturbance, getting you off balance or swayed in your senses, you have let him get to your mind. How many know the devil's the target is your mind? The mind is the battleground. The mind is the place the enemy's trying to get into and rule over and dominate, right? Oh, yeah, see? The devil's after your mind. He's agitated it. He's annoyed it. He's disturbed your mind. He gets you off balance. Sway you. That's right. You let a spirit in. Mm-hmm. See, anytime you're shaken or troubled in your mind, an outside force has caused a rocking motion, right? It rocked you. An outside force has been given place. I mean, this happens when you're a child and you're troubled. You're rocked, and you don't know why, because you're young. Well, what happened when that happened? You picked up a spirit. See, you don't understand what's going on, and especially if you don't have parents that are covering you with the blood of Jesus and rebuking the spirits every day and, you know, protecting you from picking up devils, you picked up a demon. See, when you're rocked like that and you don't know why, and you're troubled inside. Were you troubled as a child at times? See? You're picking up spirit, see? Oh, yeah. You can liken the rocking to a building being shaken by an earthquake. It could be a little. And it, by the way, there's a lot of earthquakes going on lately. It's amazing the numbers of earthquakes going on right now that have been happening. The numbers are high, and they're not reporting on all of them anyway. But regardless, some damaging, whether it's a little or a lot, some damage or weakening takes place. And if enough earthquakes come, the building could be greatly damaged or even topple, right? And how many of you had lots of earthquakes in your youth when you were growing up and you didn't know what was going on, but the demons were getting in? See? They would get into your life and setting the course for your life through the demons that got into your life, and they've caused you a lot of trouble over the years. Right? Oh, yeah. The Bible says, give no place to the devil. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. So remember that. Paul is saying, hey, don't let any outside force, whether it be the devil, people, words, circumstances, situation, religious teaching, whatever it be, don't let them begin to rock you. Don't let them begin to topple you, incite you to move or be moved off of your stand in Jesus. How many times have we had earthquakes, storms, and the resulting damage in our lives? How many times has that happened to us, right? Over the years. Think about how many times demons came in. See? The resulting damages to our lives. Sexual experiences outside of marriage. Growing up, right? And you go out there exploring sexual exploration. Ungodly sexual exploration. Some demons led you down the path of promiscuity or sexual experiences. And how many times did that damage your life? And how many things you still carry from that you haven't yet got delivered from? See? Good feelings. Oh, we all want to feel good, right? In the youth, masturbation and looking at porno and all these other things that took place or even sexual abuse. These are earthquakes, and demons come in, folks. And you are snared for life unless you get deliverance, right? I mean, you, a lot of creatures never get any deliverance. They're snared for their life. These spirits keep upcoming, you know, coming up in their life throughout the years of their life on earth, right? Yeah. Unless you get deliverance, the spirit don't go. You know that by now, don't you? And many times you've decided to go and live bold for Jesus only to be intimidated by an outside force or be troubled in your mind by something like fear of man. Oops, snared, bound, shaken, right? What was already in there? Or law, legalism comes in. Oops, trapped again. Oops. Well, that happened. You let the devil in, right, through a person or in your mind, be stronger than Jesus in your spirit. See? You've allowed a demon to build a home in you, a stronghold, see? And, oops, it happened again, and wow, did you even know what just happened? Sometimes people just don't know what happens. They don't know because the demons are so subtle in their attachment process that they do and use against the believer. And against the average person, they obviously don't know. Galatians 1:6 says, I marvel that you are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel. Right? Yeah. Teachings, right, that led them astray, right? Which is, and demons come in, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. They're demons. And people that pervert the gospel of Christ. The rapture preacher of any moment rapture is a perversion of the gospel of Christ. It's a perversion of the word of God. It's not in there, okay? But that's just one example of many, though. There's a lot of perversion. A Christian can't have a demon is a perversion of the gospel. See? There's a whole lot of things. Once saved, always saved is a perversion of the gospel. Yeah, once saved, always saved for the person that stays with the Lord all their lives, right, and doesn't give up his salvation and walk away, you're not still saved if you do that. Yeah. But though we are an angel from heaven, it doesn't say what heaven there, does it? We are an angel from heaven, preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. Now, that's a pretty heavy statement. If anybody comes and starts preaching these false doctrines to us, just let him be cursed. That's what it says here. Yeah, as we said before, so say I now again, he repeats it twice. If any man or preach any other gospel unto you than that you have received, let him be accursed. The Mormons are cursed. The Jehovah's Witnesses are cursed. We know that. But look at the sneaky people that come into the church and try to lead silly women captive by their teachings, their false teachings. And they are led captive. They're led into bondage. They're led into demons. The Bible says that. I'm just quoting scripture on that, see? I'm not calling women silly or anything. Not doing that. But that's what the Bible says. It takes these silly women that are ever learning, never able to come to the knowledge of it because they've got these spirits, religious spirits or something. They've heard teaching that have deceived them. Okay, well, I'm telling you, folks, there are many more perversions of the gospel with a twist, just enough. There are many perversions of the gospel with a twist just enough to shake you in mind or trouble you. That's right. Law and legalism will twist you and trouble you. Going back under the old covenant will twist and trouble you and bring you into bondage. They teach you that there is no, that Christian can't have a demon. That'll twist and trouble you, see. There are many religious spirits that will twist and trouble you, see. And one thing you need to know, you have the right to control your mind. See, it is not the devil's mind. It's your mind. It's not the world's mind. It's your mind. God give it to you. See? And the Bible says we have the mind of Christ available to us to overcome the carnal thinking at all times available. It's available, but we don't use it at all times because how many know Christians think carnally much of the time? They walk around in anxiety and fear, frustration and lust and money lust and all this stuff, right? Power lust. Spiritual pride, all these different things. They walk into carnal thinking. We just don't use the mind of Christ like we should because we're so easily shaken or removed from pure truth. The Bible said whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are pure, whichever day the good report, think on these things. See, we're not thinking on the right things, see, and we're getting led astray. See, you can't be thinking on all this other stuff when you're thinking on the things that it says there in Philippians. And I might not have got them in the right order, but nevertheless, I've tried to quote it without looking, see. But I use it all the time. Yeah. Finally, brethren, what's everything the true? What's everything the honest? What's everything the just? What's everything the pure? What's everything the lovely? What's everything the good report? If there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things, the command. Think on them. Think on them. Think on them. It'll save you a lot of trouble. Save your mind from being overrun by demons, see, and being manipulated by these demons. That's right. The Bible tells us not to be conformed to this world. And how many Christians are being conformed to this world right now, every day? See, one of the Greek meanings of world is a floating mass of thoughts. See, we're assaulted by these floating masses of thoughts daily, these thoughts that are planted in our mind by telling us, you know, to not be conformed to this world. He's saying to not take on the mannerism, the speech, the thinking, the habit patterns, the way of life of the people of this world. See? Oh, yeah. That's right. And demons, the company, the thoughts, those floating masses of thoughts are really a floating mass of demons looking for entryway into your life and my life and everybody's life. See? Did you know that? Yeah, they accompany these thoughts, seeking whom they may devour or get a place, a home in. See? Oh, yeah. Right. That's so true. So Jesus wants us to represent his world, heaven, the heavenly kingdom, the kingdom of God. So he said, don't be conformed. Don't be polluted. Don't be confused by and to this world's thoughts and opinions and speculations and hopes and impulses and aims and goals and aspirations and all the things that they lust after and chase after. Huh? Is that what the Bible says? Don't be conformed. Yep. That's right. I've said it before and I say it again. Find out what the world says and go the opposite way or the other way and you'd be better off than you were going their way. That's for sure. You find out what they're saying, go the opposite way of it. Yeah, the world is saying, take the vax, take the jab, take the jab. Do this, do that. Is that the best thing? Is that what God said? How many people do you think even pray about it, whether they even take that jab? How many do you think pray about it? Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Psalms 1:1. Right? Remember that scripture? They're blessed when they don't walk in the counsel of the ungodly. They're standing in the way of sinners, they're sitting in the seat of the scornful. No, no, no. We don't walk in the way of the world. We walk in the way of the kingdom. Because we're from another kingdom. We have citizenship in another country. See, the world is an effective power of influence. And we're going to have to guard against it. And not go with its flow. God said, be not conformed to it. He said to watch its power and its influence. It will get on you if you let it. Oh, yeah, it seeks to control you. It seeks to dominate your mind. It demands you to be like it. And you feel that demand when you're out in the community. You feel the pressure. You feel the demand. When you're out in commerce, when you're at work. You feel the pressure. You feel the demand. When you listen to the media, you feel the pressure. Feel the demands of demons. Open up to us. Let us in. Yeah, they're all full of devils. See, because the church has not listened enough to Jesus, a lot of the church is confused. Why? Because they've been listening to the wrong sources. Yeah. What do you think? You know, you listen to demons. Will you not be confused if you listen to demons? Demons are confused. You think they got it together? I'm telling you, demons don't have it together because they're separated from God. That shows you they're a bunch of fools. Here's a fool that's sitting in the heart. You know, they don't follow God, right? There's no God. I don't have to respect God. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, every knee will bow, every tongue confess, Jesus Christ is Lord. You demons are going to do that. And we've made them do it before. We've made them confess. They don't like doing that. In deliverance, we make them confess. Jesus is Lord. Oh, we don't want to do that. No. But they eventually do. You force them. But see, they're going to do it. They're going to do it. Whether they've done it now, they will do it later. So they're confused. And so they put that confusion on people. Right? So much of the church is confused today because it is bowed to the world. It's not supposed to bow to the world. And they've become drunk on its wrong influences, drunk on the Babylonian system that the world is. See, America is not Babylon alone. The whole world is a Babylonian system. Okay? Some people say, oh, America is Babylon. We're the worst of the worst. But listen, the whole world lies in wickedness, not just America. Yeah, we're Babylon, but so is Great Britain. So is Russia. So is South America. I mean, that's a Babylonian world system that we live in. Yeah, I've heard them all say this stuff. And yeah, but I know. If you conform to the world, if you buy into its floating mass of thoughts with its demons attached there, and if you don't conform, though, the world will laugh at you, call you odd, old-fashioned, or racist, or homophobic, or all kinds of the buzzwords today that they use about people that don't agree with them and that don't walk the way they walk. You know, you're not woke. Yeah, well, keep the pressure on you to conform. Put that pressure on. You felt it. You know what I'm talking about. You know. You've had plenty of struggle with the world, I'm sure. If you've lived any time in it, you know what I'm talking about. The pressure to conform. Even when you get around some Christians, there's pressure to conform to their compromise. You ever been around Christians that have compromised? Oh, you feel the pressure from them. You compromise. Be like us. They won't call it compromise, but you know it is. You know it is. Yeah. How many times we've seen that in the churches? Compromise going on. Yeah. You go in there and people up on the worship team wearing shorts, girls, women up there wearing, you think that tight pants and high heels and shorts and show and tight pants, sweatpants even, that show the outlines of everything. You think that glorified God? You think that men out there are not being tempted to look at them instead of worship God? Oh, but this is the way I dress. You know, well, mama didn't teach you nothing then. Your mama didn't teach you modesty. Your mama didn't teach you to walk in holiness. And I'm not talking about, you know, religious works and all that, but there are just some things that people need to know naturally to be holy and walk in the holiness of God. The Lord, you know, if they'd listen, the Lord would convict them about it, not condemn them. But he'd convict them about their worldly ways, see? I don't want to get off on that, but you know. Yeah. What happens if you conform and you compromise and you're shaken and confused? Well, you get demons. It's that simple. It's that simple. Listen, you have to either conform to God or you conform to the world. See, if you're conforming to the world, you're not conforming to Jesus. There's no middle ground. You say, well, I'm going to walk the fence. I don't want to offend anybody. I want everybody to like me. Well, listen, if you walk with Jesus, you're not going to have everybody like you. They'll either like you or they'll hate you. Right? Come on now. Right? I mean, you're either going to walk for him, with him, I mean, from him, and in his ways, or you're going to walk in the ways of the world. See, oh, well, I'm going to mix them both together. Wait a minute. The Bible says be single-minded, not double-minded, not triple-minded, single-minded. You can't be both. See? If your life is like most Christians, your life is hidden and no one can spot you anyway. Why? Well, you probably conformed. You've been shaken in your mind. See? Oh, yeah. A lot of Christians have. I'm not saying you have, but I've seen a lot of them have, right? They've conformed. Oh, how do I go to work and not conform? Well, you know what? The Bible, you could do all things through Christ, who strengthens you. You can go to work and still walk in your righteousness, walk in your faith. That's right, and be bold. And there are times you just be quiet, really. a lot of times you just be quiet because, you know, you don't throw your pearl before every swine that walks by. It's not required, folks. In fact, the Bible says, cast not your pearl before the pigs, because they'll turn and trample it and rend you. So there's times you just be quiet, you know, and if they're talking to dirty trash, you walk away. You don't have to get in there and say, oh, I'm going to defend you, Jesus, and start, you know, getting in the flesh. Now, the Spirit may have you do something sometimes. He may have you say something, but, you know, it's just learning to walk in the Spirit. See, walk in the Spirit. You'll not fulfill the lust of the flesh. The flesh wants to go get in their face and say, how dare you use the name of the Lord in vain? I ought to slap you upside the head and teach you a lesson or two about you using the Lord's name in vain. You know, no. Walk in the Spirit. You'll not fulfill the lust of the flesh. I know your flesh is offended. I get offended when people, you know, my spiritual life gets offended when people are using the Lord's name in vain. I don't want to be around that. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear say the D-A-M-M God word. That's horrible. That's just a horrible thing, you know, and ultimately they're going to be eternally in damnation, of course, if they don't turn away from their sin or their wickedness, of course. But, you know, as long as there's a chance, let's lead them to Jesus if God leads us to be a witness at that time. Sometimes you're throwing the pearls out there. It's not time to witness, you know, because they're not going to listen. It's not the timing God would have you to say anything. Blessed are you when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Matthew 5:11. Has anyone ever spoke all manner of evil against you for Jesus' sake lately? Has anybody done that? Listen, you'll never be able to walk consistently in the things of God and the fullness of God until you bring and allow your mind to be brought under submission to the Holy Spirit. See? And you renew it by the Word of God. Some Christians not picking up their Bible. They're not picking up the Bible, and they are definitely living in carnality, and their mind is not being renewed, and they are falling into conformity in one way or another to the world system. And I've watched it happen. They don't pick up their Bible. They don't read their Bible. They don't get in the Word. They don't spend time talking to Jesus, talking to the Father in Jesus' name, that is. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because you have the right to think like God. Because you have the mind of Christ available. You don't have to think like the world all the time. You don't have to be confused and shaken and confounded all the time by the world and the ways of the world. God desires to influence your mind. That's right. The Holy Spirit wants to influence your mind from your spirit to speak into your mind, speak life into your mind through the Word. And God desires to influence your mind, to walk as he would have you to walk, by the Spirit of God and the empowerment of the Spirit, as well as Satan, though he also, but he wants to control you. He wants to control that mind. That's right. You can yield control to God. You can reject the fear, the hurt, the resentment, the confusion, the disappointment, the insecurities, and all the things that come to your mind. You can reject those things. You don't have to take everything that's dumped into your mind. You can just dump it, right? Oh, man, I'm running out of time here. Oh. You have to choose, though. The demons that come to your mind, they're looking for your acceptance of them, to snare and to trap you. See, the mind is the real battlefield for you. Yeah. But it also for you to grow up into Jesus unto full maturity, see. You win the battle through Jesus, through the Spirit of God in you. See, salvation is instant, but the renewal and the processing of the mind and the possessing of the mind is progressive. It is day by day. Day by day. And today is a day to do battle, right? Every day is a day to do battle. You got to keep your mind in Christ. Because the enemy is certainly after it, right? He's certainly after it. And like I said, Philippians 4:6-8, use it to do battles and win. If you give place to Satan and the world in your mind, you'd be up and down, on and off, hot and cold in your Christian walk, see? And there are a lot of believers like that. Oh, I get the good service, man. I get lifted up, and I hear a good word. I get lifted up here, like in a radio church or something. I get lifted up, but then they go right out and get influenced again and flip it back into sin, flip it back into that habitual sin or whatever they're doing that, you know, their weakness that the enemy is prevailing against them in. See? Yeah. Whatever it is, way of thinking and or some lustful thing or just a loose tongue, a profanity. Yeah. Some Christians, they cuss a lot. Some cuss kind of like a sailor. They got a spirit of profanity and you get deliverance for. Sometimes things come out of your mouth that you didn't know was going to come out of there. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that spirit shows you got some spirit there still needs to be cast out, don't you think? Yeah. That's right. Sometimes you'll be on fire, full of God. And sometimes it'll seem so far off that you don't know what to do, and you're flipping back into fear and confusion and anxiety and stress and suicidal. Why? Well, because the enemy is taking charge of some of your mind, see? And you're going to have to repossess your mind. Or you have to possess it for the first time because some of you never had full possession of your mind because it's been taken by the enemy since your childhood, since you were a little one. See, since you were in your mother's womb. See, you've never had full possession of your mind. You've never taken it from the enemy. He has too many places in your mind. Your mind is overrun with demons. He has a lot of camped out demons that consider you their house. A lot of strongholds that have been built in there. It's time to possess your mind. It's time to tell them to get out. Time to clean house by the Spirit of God, the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, and go in there and start routing those things out of there in the name of Jesus. Oh, yeah, see? The enemy's taking charge of some of your mind. You have to possess your own mind. You have to take it back through deliverance, through spiritual warfare. Whenever you get hit with confusion, you need to rebuke the devil and cast him out. Don't just sit there and take it. Don't just let that confusion come into your mind. Don't let that fear come in and start ministering to you. A spirit of fear minister to you. You should be letting the Holy Spirit minister to you. Why are you letting a spirit of darkness minister to you? Why do you let them come in and talk to you and speak to you things? And yeah. You might be laying in bed and something starts ministering to you, and it's not the Spirit of God when he comes to you with that kind of thoughts, the fearful thoughts of what if this happens or what if that happens, or you start thinking about this situation or that situation with these people or whatever at work or something, and before long, see, these spirits are ministering to you, and you're letting them minister. Why would you let some ungodly spirit minister to you? We should only let the Holy Spirit, the angel of the Lord, the Spirit of God, you know, let Jesus minister to us. But it's so easy for this to happen. It happens to Christians all the time. It happens to people all the time. These spirits are ministering. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. God, where are you? I don't know what to do. Why is this happening to me? Yeah. Seems like I just can't get it together. It seems like I just can't get out of this mess, this rut that I'm in. Oh. And you start just parroting what the demons are saying. No, you could do all things through Christ. I get out of this in Jesus' name. The Lord calls me to triumph in all things through Christ Jesus. No, you got to possess your own mind. You got to speak life to it. You got to speak the word over it. You got to talk to yourself. See? Oh, yeah, David encouraged himself in the Lord. See, the Bible says. Well, he talked to you, oh, my soul, why art thou cast down within me? See, he started talking to himself. See, we have to talk to ourselves. Yeah. We have to rebuke the devil until your mind clears out. See, confusion is for lost people. Peace is for us. He gives the peace that passes understanding. He will keep them in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on the Lord, right? So there's a peace for us. There's not confusion. There's not fear. That's not God didn't give us the fear of fear, but he gave us power, love, sound mind. A sound mind is God's mind, right? Mind of Christ. Sound mind. Not a confused mind, not a paranoid mind, not a schizophrenic mind, not a mind that has to go to the psychiatrist all the time for mind meds and freaking out all the time and has all these phobias, which are demons. Psychology, really, it's talking about demons, really. It's just a Band-Aid for demons. Doesn't get them out. Yeah, I had to go to my psychologist today. You know, he's a Christian psychiatrist. Oh, really? Christian and the word psychiatrist, do they really go together? Yeah, something burst out of hell? No, I'm sorry. No. Most people have little mind protection, so they pick up demons too easily because they have little mind protection. Yeah. They haven't learned how to not give place to the demons, to the devil. Why? Because they're already accommodating so many. When you're already housing a bunch of hundreds of them, it's no big deal to take on a few dozen more, right? Why? Because you're not aware enough. You're not taught enough of the wiles of the devil and how he works, see? The wiles is the Greek word methodia, or the method. We get a word method from that, I think. So wiles of the devil equal craft. Deceit, a cunning deceit. That's what this means. Wild, a cunning device, a craft. It's the devil's craft, the wild, the crafts of the devil, the deceit of the devil, the cunning devices of the devil. Is not the world in its ways a cunning device of the devil? Is not religious spirit the cunning device of the devil? Religion, the spirit of religion, is not what you think is love sometimes a cunning device of the devil? Oh, he loves me, but he's married. Hello? That's not love. That's lust. That's deception. That's a cunning device of the devil. That's the wiles of the devil taking you. See? These devices of Satan snare you and cause you to pick up spirits. We're going to have to guard against the cunning devices of the enemy. We all have to stay on guard, see? Put up a guard and keep it up. Because we are at war today. And this war is increasingly intense in the latter days. But see, God knows these are the latter days. He's going to equip you. He equips the saints. He does. He equips you for battle. He's already given you everything that pertains to life and godliness. You just have to discover them and receive them and walk in them. They are yours, my beloved. They are yours, my brothers and sisters in Jesus. These things are available to you right now. And we just need to walk in them. We just need to get, you know, educated about them, have knowledge. My people perish for lack of knowledge, yeah. Well, you're just not walking in your knowledge. Maybe you got the knowledge, but, you know, a lot of people have a lot of knowledge, but they don't use the knowledge. They don't walk in the knowledge. They don't walk in the things of God. They have the knowledge of it, but they just have excuses or reasons they don't walk in it. What's wrong with that? Something's wrong with it, obviously. Yeah, they're not taking a full advantage of their childhood. I mean, their son or daughtership in the kingdom. You know, we are sons and daughters of the living God, right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God, folks. Don't be snared and trapped and shaken up by the enemy. Don't let him do these things. You take your authority. Use it. He loves you. He'll empower you. He already has empowered you. You just have to take that power, walk in it. Yeah. Amen. I know it's tough sometimes. I know the battle is fierce sometimes. I know that it can be difficult. I've gone through so many battles myself. I'm a seasoned warrior of many battles. And by the grace of God, I am still standing. So if I can keep standing, you can keep standing. By the grace of God, you will keep standing. And you will make it through these battles. And you will prevail against the powers of darkness. And sometimes you don't. Sometimes you mess up, get attacked, give in. But hey, just get back up in Jesus' name. Brush off those demons and keep on going. Keep on going because you're going to make it. You're going to make it into the eternity of God. Well, there ain't going to be any more devil, hallelujah. There isn't going to be any more demons to harass or trouble us if we have a total peaceful mind forever throughout eternity. That's what we have to look forward to, like Jesus, with the joy set before me, he endured the cross, despising the shame. Hey, he did it for you, for the joy. You are his joy. Amen. We are his joy. He loves us. And he's just looking forward to his return. I know it. He's looking forward to receiving us unto himself for eternity. Hallelujah. And it's coming. It's coming, saints. Don't give up. Hold fast the profession of your faith without wavering, for he is faithful who has promised. He will see you through to the end. Father, we thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness to your children, Lord, the faithfulness to us, Lord. You've kept us all these years. You're going to keep on keeping us. Lord, as we trust in you with all of our heart, We know you love us. You bring us through these difficulties in life. You bring us through these fires of the enemy, these attacks, these wicked things that are going on. We're going to make it. Thank you for that, Lord. You are indeed the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and you will see us through, and we worship you for it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for delivering us from these trespassing little evil entities that fell to our lives over the years, Father. We thank you for continuing to deliver us, Lord. We thank you that we don't have to keep these things, this junk. The junk on us, Lord. We don't want it. And Lord, we thank you for delivering us and showing us things and give us discernment of spirits we can recognize these things, get rid of them and move on and go on to greater things in you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. You are good, Lord, and your mercy endures to us forever. Thank you for that. Thank you for that. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for showing us things tonight. Thank you that the Spirit of God and the anointing was here tonight and is here tonight and is on me. I feel the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Thank you for it, Lord. I give you the glory for these things, that you would use me in such manner, Lord. I praise you for it. I pray you use these people too, Lord, and the anointing will come on them, and they will do exploits in your kingdom, and they'll be bold, and they'll see the victories in their lives and in their family's lives, Father. We praise you for it. We praise you and worship you now in the name of Jesus. And we just covered the deliverance time coming up here too with the blood of Jesus as we look forward to that as well. Praise you for it. Jesus' name. Amen. All right, we'll be right back, folks.
Therefore will I call upon you.
Catholic. I'm going to do some deliverance now. You know, it just come to me as I was getting ready to get back on here that somebody's bothered by a troubling spirit, just troubling them. It just troubles them. And I guess it's just an ongoing thing. You start getting troubled by this spirit. It's like, you know, it comes and troubles you from time to time on a regular basis. So we come against the troubling spirit. We break the curse of it. If it was inherited, we cancel the assignment and break the curse, the inherited curse of the troubling spirit. And we command this spirit that just comes and troubles your mind, to come out right now, that troubling spirit. I bind you. You come out in Jesus' name. Come out in Jesus' name. We're talking to you, spirit. We cover all of us with the blood of Jesus. Now you go right now, that troubling spirit. You come out in the name of Jesus right now, that troubling spirit that comes and troubles the mind, troubles your mind about such, this, that, and the other, or whatever. Come out, all that troubling spirit. I bind you. Come out, 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 all the way. Let it go. Take a couple of coughs. Get it going. All the way out. Come out. All that troubling spirit. Go, go, go. Let it go. Come out. In Jesus' name, I rebuke that troubling spirit. Come out. Come all the way out. Troubling spirit, come out in the name of Jesus. Trouble the mind, the troubling the mind spirit, come out. Troubling people's minds, come out all the way out, 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 all the way out in Jesus' name. The Lord rebuke you. I rebuke you. The blood of Jesus is against you. Come out. Come out, you troubling spirit. Come out. Come out now. The troubling the mind, troubling the mind. Come out. Come out. Come out in the name of Jesus. Go, go, go. Out, 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 out. All the way out. Troubling spirit. I bind you. You come and trouble people's minds. Just trouble their mind. What are you troubled about? I don't know. I'm just troubled. I'm just so troubled. Yeah, right. You come out of there. I bind that troubling spirit. Oh, you can't put my finger on it. I just feel troubled about this. Troubled about trouble, trouble, trouble. Come out, all that troubling spirit. I rebuke you. Come out, all the way out. Come out in Jesus' name, those troubling spirits. In Jesus' name, go, go, go. Out, out, out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Keep coming out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, you are defeated by the blood of Jesus. You have to go all the way out. All the way out. Go in Jesus' name, that troubling spirit. Go all the way out. All the way out, that mind-binding spirit that binds up the mind where demons can get in there and control it, the mind-binding spirit that binds up your mind so you're not able to be spiritually minded, come out of there, all the way out, that mind-binding spirit, come out. We break the curse of that mind-binding spirit. Come out, 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 come out of there, all the way out, all the way out. In Jesus' name, go, go, that mind-binding spirit, come on, all the way out, all the way out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come all the way, move in Jesus' name, mind-binding, mind control over the mind, that controlling spirit trying to control your mind, come out, the mind control spirits, come out, we break that mind control over you, come out, come out, come out, in Jesus' name, all the mind control demons, come out. All the way out, mind control. You have to go. Come out, 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 come out. All the way out, mind control. Go. Put your hands on your mind. Say, this is my mind. Devil, you can't have my mind. You come out of my mind now in Jesus' name. This is my mind. God gave it to me. He didn't give it to you, devil. Now go in Jesus' name. Come on. You got to proclaim some things over your mind. Just put your hand on your mind. This is my mind in Jesus' name. God gave it to me. Devil, it's not your mind. You have to go in Jesus' name. Now come out of the mind. All that mind control. All that mind fog over the mind. All that brain fog where you think your thinking is fogged up by demons. Come out. We break the curses over the mind of mental fog, demonic fog. Come on, demonic clutter spirits that clutter up the mind and keep it distracted so you can't even study the Word of God like you'd like to. Come out of there. All that demonic clutter spirits, come out. Come on, mind clutter, come out, come out. Mind fog, come out, come out. We break those curses. Come out. In the name of Jesus right now, come out. come out of there. Come out, all the way out in the name of Jesus. Right now, you've got to go. Come out, come out, come out. That clutter spirit, come out. Mental clutter, come out. Come out, try to clutter up your mind so your mind is not functioning properly, not retaining the word of God, not able to pray and study the word. Come out, all the way out, all that clutter, not to be able to think of the things of God. Come on, all that clutter, the distraction, mental distraction, you come out. Come on, that distraction, you come out, that mental distraction, go, 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 in Jesus' name, come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come on, all the way out, all the way out, all that fear in the mind, you come out, that fearful spirit, the fear of death, the fear of disease, the fear of COVID, the COVID demon caused a lot of people a lot of fear, come out, all that fear of COVID, go, in Jesus' name, all that fear of disease, fear of cancer, come out of there. Come on. The devil can manipulate you when he gets you in fear. See? He can get you go. Come out. All the way out. Go, 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 go. That's just a saying. I don't know if it's, maybe it's not a good saying. But anyway, come out of there. All the way out. I'm not sure. I need to check out its origins. Come out. All the way out. Go, 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 go. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come on. All that spirit of fear. We rebuke the spirit of fear. All the way out. Come 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 out, fear. Come out. All the way out. All that fear, I bind you. Come out, 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 out. All the way out. In the name of Jesus, fear, we are talking to you, devil. Get yourself out of there right now. We command you to go in Jesus' name. This person does not want you. You have to come out. Come all the way out. In Jesus' name, all, come on, get out of agreement. Say, I am out of agreement with you, fear. You cannot remain in my mind. I want you out. Go in Jesus' name. You got to tell it too. You be forceful with it too. Come on, all the way out. All that fear, come out. All that fear turning to panic. All that panic, you come out with the fear. Come on, all that fear and panic. Come out, panic, fear of panicking. Come on, some people are on the verge of panicking. They panic at times, and it's just a strange sensation. That is a demon that you're feeling when you feel that sensation in your mind, okay? So you come out of their panic spirits. Come out right now, all the way out. All that panic spirit, you go right now in the name of Jesus. Come out, come out, come out, come out. All those panic spirits, come out, come out. Panic attacks, you come out. Come out. Well, that's really exactly what it is, you know. It's an attack of demons. When those panic spirits are in manifestation, it's called a panic attack. You know how right that is. So come out in Jesus' name. They don't even know what they're saying right there, but when people have panic attacks, it's certainly an attack of a demon. It's a manifestation. Come out. All that panic attack, those panic spirits, come out, 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 all the way out. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out. Come out now. Come out. You're defeated by the blood of Jesus. Now go. Go. All panic. All the way out. All the way out. In Jesus' name. Go, go, go. All the way. Keep going. Keep going. All right. Some of you may have a spirit of arrested development. That spirit, little boy or little girl spirit, where you haven't developed and grown up in these areas of certain areas of your life. You got this arrested development. You got this little boy spirit, little girl spirit, still acting like a little girl, still acting like a little boy. Come out right now, that arrested development in that area of your life where you manifest that spirit. You come out. That spirit has to go. Come out. Arrested development. It won't let you develop into womanhood or manhood properly as a mature man or woman. You come out of there. Here you are, 50 years old or whatever. I don't know how old you are, but, you know, here you are, grown adult, yet you're manifesting this childish spirit. You come out of there right now because of arrested development. Come out, 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 in Jesus' name. Come out, come out, come out, all the way out. All that arrested development, go in the name of Jesus right now. Loose them and let them go. Out, 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 all the way out. Come out. Come out, that childish spirit, come out. Come out, that stunted growth, come out, all the way out. Come on, something happened to keep you reacting and relating that way. There was a trauma. You come out of there all the way out. That trauma, you come out, dude, come out, come out, come out, come out. Yeah, in some cases it was a trauma. Other cases it was inherited. Come out, all the way out. Arrested development, come out. Little girl spirit, little boy spirit, come out. Come out, that trauma, come out, 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 come out. In the name of Jesus, you move right now, move, move, all the way out, up and out, keep coming out, all the way out. In the name of Jesus, you are defeated by the blood of Jesus. Now go, all the way out, all that arrested development, all that little boy, little girl spirit, all that spoiled brat spirit, you come out, too, spoiled brat. Come out. Come out. You're spoiled. You got everything you wanted. You weren't disciplined. Come out. All the way out. Spoiled brat spirit. Come out. 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 All the way up out of there. Go. In the name of Jesus. Come out. Spoiled brat. Go. We break the curse of the spoiled brat. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Keep going. Up and out. Jesus' name. Got to go. In the name of Jesus. All the way out. All the way out. All the way out. Jesus' name. Some of you are troubled by the spirit of disappointment. You've been disappointed repeatedly in life. Things have not turned out the way you want them. Maybe your marriage hasn't gone the way you'd hoped it would have gone. Maybe your children haven't grown the way you'd hoped they'd have gone. Maybe they aren't serving God like they should be serving God. Oh, yeah. Well, we just command that spirit of disappointment. It's trying to get you down, trying to wear and tear on you. We command that spirit to go right now in the name of Jesus. Come out, you spirit of disappointment. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out, you spirit of disappointment. You come out of there. Yeah, I know some things have happened to me too that have been disappointing, but I didn't let it tear me up and get in there and build the... We just let it go. We give it to Jesus. We cast those cares on the Lord. Let him take care of it. See, but if you don't do that, you let these spirits start moving in, this disappointment will take a hold in your life. So we command that disappointment to unhold right now and get out. You come out of it. We break your hold in Jesus' name. All that disappointment, come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out. The blood is against you. The angel of the Lord, sword these demons of disappointment and come out. All the way out, all the way out. Come out, 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 all the way out. All that disappointment, come out. All the way out. Those spirits of disappointment, you have to go. Disappointed because your child's not serving God and the enemy got in through that. Come out, in Jesus' name. All the way out, all the way out, all the way out, in Jesus' name. Come on, all those spirits of terror by night, you come out. Come on, having nightmares, terror by night. Come on, the spirits come while you're sleeping and try to minister fear to you or something. Come out, the terror by night, come out. All that terror, come on, in the name of Jesus, terror by night. These night spirits coming, ministering to you. Yeah, their terror, their fear, they're troubling you. Come out, all the way out, come out, terror, terror by night, come out. In the name of Jesus, go, come out, 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 all the way out, all the way out. In Jesus' name, Jesus' name, go, go, come out, 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 come out. Yes, all the way out, all the way out. Jesus' name. Some of you have what they call a false faith. You put on faces for people, and you don't let them see the real you. You don't let them see you, period. I mean, you know, you're so used to having this false face on. We command that false face spirit started coming on when you were a child. You know, you were covering up because you didn't want to let people see your hurt or your pain or whatever it may have been. And you put on that false face. You come out of their false face. We break the curse of the false face. Come out. Come on, all the way out. You're even lying to yourself. Come out, all the way out. Come out, false face. Come out, false face, in Jesus' name. All the way out, all the way out. Go, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out of there, all the way out. False face, come out. Come out, that false personality, go. In the name of Jesus, Cough a few times. Get it out. All the way out. Just take a couple of deep coughs. Let it go. All the way out. In Jesus' name. False faith. Gotta go. Gotta go. Gotta go right now. Out, 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 out. All the way out. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Come out. Spirit of worldly confusion. The confusion to come in through the world. Come out. All that confusion. Come out. Spirit of confusion. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. The confused mind. There are a lot of people confused right now. Come out. All the way out. All the way out. But we have a sound mind. We don't have a confused mind. We have a sound mind. Come out, confusion. Come out, confusion. Come out. 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 All the way out. All the way out. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. I noticed last week we had a lot more than normal listen, so that must have got their attention. Anger, guilt, and fear was the title. So must have got somebody's attention. The title was more than usual listening. Keep coming out all the way out. Downloading later, because most people listen later. They don't listen when I'm actually doing the show, is what I've been told over and over by people. So anyway, too bad for not a bigger on-the-show audience, but that's okay. As long as people listen, right? That's what we want. So people get blessed and ministered to. Come out all the way out. All the way out. Keep going. Keep going. All the way out. Fear of failure. Maybe you had a dad that always demanded your performance. And you picked up, that fear of failure. Oh, I can't fail. My dad will be mad at me. My father will be mad at me. Come out. That fear of failure. Come out. Come out. And you kept it all your life. Come out. All the way out. Fear of failure. Go. In the name of Jesus. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Fear of failure. Oh, I just can't fail. I can't fail. And it drives you. Come out. All the way out. Even the frustration, which is fear of frustration, comes in, and anger and all that. Come out. All the way out. Fear of failure. I bind you. Come out. 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 All the way out. That fear of failure, that performance by dad and grandpa or whoever. Some mothers have been driving on their girl too. I tell you, it's amazing. Come out of there and put performance on them and works, and it just frustrated them. Come out, all the way out. That fear of failure, fear that I'm going to be a failure, fear that I'm going to fail mom, fear that I'm going to fail dad, grandpa, grandma. Come out, all the way out. All that fear of failure, come out, come out, come out. All that performance that was put on by parents or grandparents, come out. Come out, come out, that driving performance. You better do this. You better get this right. You what are you, a stupid kid or something? What, can't you do anything like old Joe over there or old Denise over here? Come out, all the way out. Come on, all that performance, all that performance that's put on by parents on their children. Come out, and adults carry it all their life. Come out, 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 in Jesus' name. The blood of Jesus, come out of there. You got to go. Take a few coughs. Let it go. All the way out. Get them out. All the way out. And you got to forgive them too now. I forgive my mom, my grandpa, my dad, or whoever put that performance on you. Forgive them in Jesus' name. Yay. All right. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We got to stop here. Father, we thank you for this deliverance tonight. Seal this deliverance to your people and keep on delivering them. Thank you, Lord, that we are progressively walking in deliverance and seeing more and more freedom over the years and the months and the days, Father. We thank you for that and ask you to feel it to your saints. And, Lord, bless them this week and weekend and minister to them, encourage them, and strengthen them. And we thank you for each and every one of them. We love them and thank you that you love them, most importantly. In Jesus' name, we praise you. Amen. Amen. All right. Good night, folks. Love y'all.
Within me, bless his holy name.
Amen. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. All that is within me bless his holy name, for he is glorious. He is worthy of all praise. Amen. Amen. We all need to take time and praise the Lord. And Sister Linda's going to be on next week. I forgot to announce that, but yeah, Sister Linda's going to be on next week for those of you still listening. And so we're looking forward to that. She has a good word for you, I'm sure. So looking forward to that. And love you. Thank you for tuning on in here tonight. We're blessed that you were here. And I pray that you were blessed by being here. Amen. All right. Well, we'll see you next week. God bless you. And may the Lord keep all of you and your family members, that you and your house be saved in Jesus' name. We claim that. If they're not serving Jesus, they will be before it's all over. We claim that in Jesus' name for you. Amen. Good night.